This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Interestingly enough, I did finally get on Chris Cantwell's website. It was slow to respond, so I don't know if it's being DDoSed or just being heavily hit just by normal traffic, because he's blown up over the weekend with a Vice documentary on HBO that has gone viral. About him. He's a racist former co-host of Free Talk Live. We kicked him off when we discovered that he had taken a racist turn, because none of us knew that about him previously and gave no indication whatsoever prior to a couple of years ago that he had such beliefs. And he has a new blog post up, posted on his site today, headline, Cantwell Says Lay Low. And I won't get into the full post content here, but basically he is saying he is advocating for de-escalating the conflict here. He's worried that if they continue to escalate the Antifa versus the white nationalists, that there will be a full-blown race war and that people will die unnecessarily. I'm summarizing, paraphrasing.
It seemed like he was worried about that a couple days ago.
No, he's changed his tune.
All right.
At this point. Let's go to your calls and thoughts, though. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. With you, by the way, in our studio tonight, I'm Ian.
Thomas.
And Mark.
Let's go to Ricky in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live, also on Skype. Go ahead, Ricky.
Absolutely. I guess I'm coming in loud and clear. Am I not there,
you
brother?
You sound
Ian?
Fine. Go ahead.
Thank you so much. Brother Mark, Brother Ian, and it's Brother Thomas. Pleasure to meet you. You know, it's funny because the topic tonight, you know, it's in the next couple calls, I'm going to get into my predictions. But I was thinking about the Confederacy, being that you got Trump talking and all of that. Believe it or not, for the first time, I actually agree with something Trump said.
What was it?
You know? Let's see here. What the Civil War was about.
Okay, what did he
what
say
was it about?
I don't follow the guy very closely.
Yeah, me neither.
You know, generally I find him to be a bloviating windbag. So,
oh, he's a jackass.
Yeah.
Well, what did he say?
Well, it sure as hell wasn't about slavery. You tell me all the legislature was doing is pushing slavery throughout the whole Civil War.
Well,
did
I can
I
tell you
something?
That the secession treatises of four different states specifically used the term slavery when they during the secession.
There's no doubt that slavery was a big factor.
Yeah. They would have pulled it out. The South would have collapsed. I mean, that's what it came down to. But that's not what I'm getting into.
Ricky. Somehow the rest of the world did away with slavery without economies collapsing. You know, I mean, there were still forms of labor, like sharecropping and things like that, that were...
Was it not in the legislature for years leading up to that, bit by bit, getting rid of it? It's the same as you would with a communist country. You know, you can't just thrust democracy on them like we try to all the time. Their whole economy will collapse.
But it would have been a lot cheaper if the federal government would have just bought the slaves from the slave holders.
That brings me to another thing. Does this ring a bell to you guys? Anthony Johnson.
No.
Okay. Anthony Johnson. I wanted you to possibly do me a favor. Now, I don't know if they made any monuments to this guy. Because I was thinking about this. And Trump had to mention Jefferson's name. He had to drag him through the dirt. You know, but
I don't know. I didn't hear anything that Trump said, so I don't really know what it is you're commenting on. Can you summarize what it was that he said?
Earlier with the Confederacy, he gave his response to that, to the stunt in Virginia. You know,
what's that have to do with the Confederacy? Okay, can you just tell me, can you summarize, give me the executive summary of what Donald Trump said that you say you agree with?
Well, I mean, I don't agree with backing any white supremacists, but I do believe in
backing. Did he back white supremacists?
Trump did.
Okay, because that's not what I heard. I heard something about he said that both sides were bad, but I don't know. I didn't
no,
see
that the, was the first time.
I didn't see the quote.
Think, the second time is what I'm thinking about.
Okay.
That was just over to, what was it, Monday?
I don't know.
No. But my point is, with Confederacy, you know, what I see happening now is I see a lot of people getting duped over this. You know, I see a lot of people getting duped and doing exactly what other people want them to do. Because federalism sucks. I mean, how many times have we discussed that?
Who is getting duped and who's doing? You say a lot of people are getting duped over this. Who are? Who's getting duped over what?
I'm talking about the black community. I'm talking about anybody that joins that side, whatever they call them, the Antifa or whatever it is.
Antifa. Yeah. So you're saying the Antifa people are being duped?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Into what?
They're being duped. You know who? You know who's duped? Who's duping them?
Who?
You'd never guess.
The Martians.
close. Deep state. Deep state. These are the same people, and I'm confident this is most likely a CIA project.
Who?
Possibly.
Wait a minute. Which side's the CIA? Antifa or the white nationalists? Who's which is the CIA project? The anti-fascists or the white nationalists?
Say both.
I would say both, but in different ways.
Because that could be. Because that could be the case. Thank you for the call tonight, Ricky. I appreciate it. Because, you know, there have been, as I mentioned in my article, The Curious Case of Christopher Cantwell, which you can read over at freekeen.com right now, there are some theories about Christopher Cantwell that have been floating around for a long time. And that is that he is an undercover agent, that Chris Cantwell is actually a confidential informant for the federal government.
Copper.
You have to talk right into that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Most likely. I'm kidding.
Well, so that's an interesting thing, because, like, personally, I don't believe that about him, just because I know him well enough, and I just don't buy that. But I can understand why people believe that. From the outside, looking at what he's done, he showed up in Keene, New Hampshire, back in 2012, as a angry libertarian comedian who was advocating for violence against police. Mm-hmm. And when the peace activists here did not, you know, gel with that, we're not cool with violence as a political tool. That's not an option. So that didn't stick. And so the theory is that, well, the federal government didn't get anybody to commit any violence within the libertarian movement, so let's reassign the agent to the white nationalist crowd and have him advocate for violence there. That's the theory.
Well, plus there's two or three things behind that. Well, you know, when you're acting as an agent of the state, it's only typical that you're going to say or articulate as the agent of the state should put in the worst light of either movement. And there's many people, I mean, even federal cases where they've gone around, given what the court documents will say when you read the syllabus, will say that it gave detailed information. Basically, they come to be agent provocateurs.
Mm-hmm.
And these agent provocateurs, or these said agent provocateurs, are, in a sense, kind of like political terminators. You've seen the movie Terminator 2.
Sure.
And what it is that they infiltrate a movement, and then they kind of like, they disseminate information, they give strategies and all that to the federal government when it suits the federal government to do that. But eventually, like with any snitch, they exhaust their usefulness.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're, like now, they're expendable. That's why you'll notice, and I'm speculating, pure speculation. I haven't met this wonderful gentleman, but I'd say for his comment to say lay low is like either it's a submission thing or maybe told to do it, but it doesn't matter. His integrity is nothing. You know, he impeached his character, you know, by whatever means he's doing over and over again. But there is a fair possibility that could be, as you
think. You think there's a possibility an agent?
Yeah. Not an agent.
This or a CI?
Basically, exactly. What it is they don't actually do official paperwork. They say, okay, we're going to lean on you if you got drugs or this, that, and the other. And you're going to give us information every day or whenever we feel like it.
And we won't charge you.
Yeah, we won't charge you. Yeah, but eventually they wear out. Snitches always end up in jail.
Would this kind of coverage that he's gotten, I mean, national coverage at this point, would that burn him?
As a CI, confidential informant?
Yeah,
it definitely would, because you've blown your cover just, like, completely off for your narcissism.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. Like I said, I don't personally buy that particular story about
Chris.
No,
I think Cantwell's far too self-destructive.
But I understand why people from the outside who don't know him would believe that. And if you look at the case of Hal Turner, you remember that name from years ago, Mark?
Yeah, wasn't he the radio host?
He was a radio host, obscure radio host, who was a white nationalist.
Yeah.
Who was actually on the FBI's payroll as a confidential informant.
Sure. Yep. Yeah.
So it's not the first time that something like that would have ever happened, for them to have somebody who's sort of in the public eye as well. 855-453 like Freedom, if you want to join us here. You can take control of the airwaves on Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur. The vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work. So I've been hearing Dinovite on the radio for years.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
Dinovite .com. 859-428-1000.
And then it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And all right, I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using Dinovite, no more flaky skin. He doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on. It was awesome.
Dinovite is nutrition.
Every rescue dog in America deserves Dinovite for 90 days. I wish that we would have started the Dinovite right away. It would have been so much easier.
859-428-1000. Dinovite.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at GalaxyQuestBooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. GalaxyQuestBooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Mm-hmm.
Talk Live. You can join us here toll-free at 855-453-LIKE-FREEDOM. Like Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. It's Ian Thomas and Mark in the studio here tonight. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. And on the way, we still have to talk about the Operation Lenin Down, which we teased a little bit earlier tonight, but it's been a lot of calls, so we actually haven't had a chance to talk about it yet. It's the idea that 4chan is going to be targeting statues of communists like Lenin that's on American soil, and this is in response to the Confederate statues being targeted by some groups like the Antifa folks or the anti-fascists. We're going to get back into your calls and thoughts first. Also, I want to make sure you know about the Free Talk Live email list. So if you want to be kept up to date with what's going on with the show, all you have to do is sign up in our email sign-up box, which is right there on the front page of the website. Like everything else at freetalklive.com, it's totally free. So whether it's the archives or the YouTube or whatever it is you want to check out over there, totally free. But get signed up for the email list. And just put your email address into that box if we're at the front, top, middle portion of the website at freetalklive.com. As we go to Bad Slave, he's calling us from New Hampshire on Skype. Hello, Bad Slave.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I wonder about folk thinking that it's okay to take down Robert E. Lee, who I think, by many measures was a amazing American patriot, as far as people call. I'm not a believer in patriotism particularly anymore.
Why would he be an American patriot? He wanted to secede, didn't he? He
did. Well, but he was actually in the U.S. Army before the secession.
Oh, really? What makes him an American patriot? Just because you fight for the military makes you a patriot? What are you saying?
No, that's what people believed back then.
What do you believe?
Did they not? No, I don't. I don't believe in it. I really didn't. I was an anti-authoritarian at the age of four, so I pretty much rejected a lot of that going on. What do we think about the destruction of, antiquities, other antiquities in the Middle East that are some millennia old?
The comparisons have been made between the folks that tore down the Confederate War Memorial in, it wasn't Charlottesville, it was...
You're talking about the North Carolina one that just happened this weekend?
The North Carolina one that occurred, and ISIS destroying antiquities in the Middle East. And I think that there's some level of comparison there, because what I think of, it always goes back for me to this 1984 thing where we've always been at war with East Asia. East Asia has always been the enemy, when in fact East Asia was the enemy only for a short period of time, and prior to that it was Eurasia or whatever it was. It's the rewriting of history. Look, there's some really distasteful stuff that occurred. And human nature is kind of it's this dichotomous thing, right? Like, we were just talking about how somebody can be both good and bad at the same time. Robert E. Lee was on the bad side. He owned slaves. But so did General Grant, who was on the good side, and you don't hear anybody raising a ruckus about that. Mm. If we're going to raise a ruckus about slave owners, then let's do that. If we're going to raise a ruckus about...
Didn't Lincoln have house slaves?
What's that?
Didn't Lincoln have house slaves?
I couldn't tell you whether... I can't imagine that Lincoln had slaves. He'd been an abolitionist for a very long period of time, but he certainly wasn't... I mean... George Washington had slaves and chased them around, when they escaped and all kinds of stuff. So slavery was alive and well in U.S. history. And nobody wants to tear down the monuments to George Washington.
Apparently somebody wanted to vandalize Lincoln's recently. So.
The Lincoln Memorial, Lincoln's sitting on the chair with his hands on two fascies. His hands are literally on two fascies.
And the fascies is the symbol of fascism?
Yeah, the symbol of fascism, but it was a Roman symbol.
Like
of the
wrapped branches or something
like that?
The wrapped
branches is that together were stronger.
With arrows or something?
Yeah, I don't think there's arrows.
I forget.
Interesting. Hey, I'm... I'm just flabbergasted. The destruction of history is I think one of the biggest crimes that can be made to humanity. If we can't know what's occurred to us through art and the written history, now all the media history. I mean, I spend many hours a week catching up on what people have said about things going on in my lifetime, in my parents' lifetime, my grandparents' lifetime, that are just so different from the stuff that they're like not teaching anything these days, history, geography, things that are important about the world, and they know nothing. I mean, I can't believe Mark Dice going around asking people about their basic stuff. Where is North Korea? I mean, they want to, bomb each other into oblivion there.
But they don't,
They don't even know where the place is.
It's frustrating.
It's an isthmus out into the water. It stands out. It's not like it's in the middle.
It's not hard to find North Korea. That's definitely true.
Yeah, it's not like fixing the piece of the ocean that the Marshall Islands are in, right? I mean, you could miss that by a long shot.
Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's talk to somebody calling in here on Skype, although Skype is, for whatever reason, not responding. So we'll get to that here in moments. You, of course, can bring up anything that's on your mind. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Now, one of the reasons why people are ignorant is because, the government runs the schools, and the government is, of course, the last organization you want to put in charge of anything that's important, because they're basically going to screw it up. Or in the case of government schools, they're going to indoctrinate people with their side of things, just in the same way that North Korea indoctrinates people in their schools with their, viewpoints. That same thing happens here. It's not quite as extreme as in North Korea, but it's really only a difference in degrees. Let's go to Jesus Christ's Uber driver on the line on Skype. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Mark, hey. And I don't remember the
Thomas is with us here tonight. Thomas Parisi from the Jail Paper.
Yes.
Okay. Hi. How you doing, sir?
Hi. How are you?
Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, my point is this. You guys made the comparison, I believe it was he made the comparison to these monument owners, or these monuments, antiquities of the ISIS destroying them, and I think that's the wrong comparison. I think maybe the comparison you're looking for better perspective, was remember when Saddam Hussein's statue came down?
Yep,
exactly, yes.
Okay, I think that's a better comparison, because for black people, these statues are like Saddam Hussein.
Hang on a second here. Something's going on with our connection, Jesus Christ Uber driver. We're going to bring you back here in just a moment, and we'll let you say what you need to about this. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Although I don't recall who it was that made the comparison between ISIS and the takedowns. Was that you, Mark? Or?
Well, I mean, I did mention there are people who say it, and I have some sympathy for that opinion.
We'll
so
continue
like
coming up. Free Talk Live.
If you had purchased $100 of Bitcoin in 2010, today you'd have $2,600,000. While that sinks in, you now have a huge cryptocurrency opportunity at below market price at a guaranteed 10 cents per coin. Procoin, a coin publicly traded on the open market, easily converted to cash, available in 60 countries, and Procoin is the only cryptocurrency offering coin-back rewards for consumers and merchants. Take action by August 31st at procoincurrency.net. That's procoincurrency.net. Deadline for 10 cent guarantee is August 31st.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Here in the studio with you, it's me, Ian.
Thomas.
And Mark.
We're going to continue with your phone calls and thoughts. Do want to let you know about Derek J's victimless crime spree. It is a great documentary film that is available to watch for free online. It's actually coming up on its fifth anniversary. That'll be in about 1 month from now. So head on over to victimlesscrimespree.com. If you have never seen it before, you can watch it there for free online. And if you love Victimless Crime Spree and you want to share it with others, you can also, besides just sharing the link, you can buy the DVD, the exclusive out of print now, DVD. There's only about 100 or so copies remaining in stock. And so if you want to grab one, just go to dvd.victimlesscrimespree.com. We've got the regular, just plain old director's cut, which has 7-plus hours of bonus footage. It's got 2 commentary tracks and just a load of extra stuff packed into that disc. But also there's the autographed version, which some of our listeners wanted us to do. So me and Derek J. got together and we autographed like 30 of these things. So about a third of the remaining inventory is special autographed copies. So check those out over at dvd.victimlesscrimespree.com. They are out of print and they may never come back into print because by the time we sell through these 100, DVDs may not be a thing anymore at the rate they're going.
Oh, yeah.
I sell maybe about one a month. So dvd.victimlesscrimespree.com. Let's go to back to Jesus Christ's Uber driver. He's back on with us on Skype. Now, there, your connection was getting a little wonky toward the end of the last segment. Can you kind of recap what you were trying to say?
I'm clear now.
Wow.
Whoa.
It's a complete audio difference.
Yeah, it got a little bit... talk to me again there.
Are we good? Sound check, one, two.
Yeah, you're all right now. Bad. Go ahead.
All right, thank you. So, and what I was saying is, basically, those icons that you see, side note, you know why in movies black guys never want to go back in time with time machines?
I have never seen a movie where black, but I get the point that...
yeah, what movies are black guys not wanting to go back in time? Because
he's making...
There's Star Trek...
It's a slavery joke. I got you.
Right. Oh, Jesus, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Because you might run into one of these guys in the statue, and it won't be a good. It won't be good if you do that.
Right.
That's just a side point I just ran into.
There is a. We've got a history cartoon for my son. It's called Liberty Kids, and you know, it's a group of diverse kids who learn about American history, right? And they do have a black girl that travels back in time. They address some of those issues and you know those sorts of things. But nonetheless, I truly do get your point. When Americans like me hearken back to when times were better, the Americans like you say to yourself, what? I got
right.
it.
So that's why I was making that comparison.
Sure.
The Saddam Hussein statue coming down. For us, as African-Americans, that's the face of our evils. And now it looks to us like they're glorifying. We don't care if you take them down. I mean, we don't care if you put them in a museum. At least I can't. I can't speak for every black person in America.
You're going to get corrected. But, go ahead.
So, I personally, hey, if you're going to put it in museums, There's a time and a place. I'm not trying to erase history. No, we can't erase history.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, Scott the Bigot who was on earlier said something poignant. I never agree with that guy.
Yeah.
But if you look at what he said one thing I believe he was honest. America has always hated black people. Okay. So that being said,
America's just an idea. So I'm not sure.
If you look at any scale, economic. Black people are behind. Justice, black people are behind. I mean, you pick it. Education. You pick the dynamic, and I'll tell you why black people are behind. I mean, in every dynamic, black people are falling behind. And so with that being said, you know, it starts, and it's always started from back then. And you just, you know, this history starts back then, and it's just a digression from there. You know, I don't want to go through all the connections. That would take forever. But it starts here. Starts with slavery, and those legacies continue through to today.
Well,
and to celebrate them is just wrong.
Yeah, hey, I do agree with that. I mean, you know, I'm Italian, but I'm also Lithuanian. And for example, you know, my great grandmother was in the gulags for about 4 or 5 years, and my grandmother was born in the gulags in Lithuania. And for them to see, you know, a picture of Lenin or Stalin or something like that would probably be the equally offensive as you're saying. I really don't think that they should be destroying that. Like, for example, you know, like everybody can say something, but like my girlfriend's black. I predominantly date non-white, you know, women. You know,
you moved to the wrong place.
Yeah, there's only one cute black girl in town. I mean, but so you know, basically, you know, if I were to like go to a museum with her and like, you know, like, oh look, there's Robert E. Lee. That's offensive. You know what I mean? I kind of dig where you're coming from with it.
In a museum setting, okay, you know, like when I go
yeah, yeah, but not outside.
Yeah, you go there looking for that. You know,
yeah.
It's completely different in a museum setting. You know, there's a setting, a time, a place. It's historic.
You've taken an action to go there.
So
it's not looming over you in some public park where you're just trying to enjoy a nice afternoon.
Museums are government places. Parks are government places.
All museums are government places.
A lot of many. The big ones are. Okay, so would you agree with me, Uber driver, that that if If all the Confederate statues were moved to museums, that then some activists somewhere would say, we don't want to have to go to the museum and see these things.
But we have that now, and no one complains. Like, I've been to the African American Museum where there's a lot of dark history, and you know, hey, I don't, nooses and you know, girls and you know, being. You know, little girl slaves and what you do to little girl slaves. All that's there. And, you know, so, no, there's a time and a place. No one's trying to erase it. Let me read about it. Let me go to a history book. Let me pull up a documentary. But I don't want to be driving down the street as I'm going to work and then, oh, hey, what's up, Mr. Robert E. Lee?
Yeah, amen. You
know. So, I'm trying to understand this. You made your Saddam Hussein analogy. I went during the break. I spent my time, you know, trying to beat up your point in my head. I wasn't able to come up with what I thought to be an unassailable attack on it. So I'm going to go ahead and say that there's some validity to this, but I need to ask questions in order to get there.
Sure.
And, you know, so if you... If Robert E. Lee is a slaveholder and fought for the Confederacy, which was an organization that certainly supported slavery to some extent, Ulysses S. Grant is a slaveholder and fought for an organization that was nominally trying to destroy slavery. I mean, you know, you read Lincoln's second inaugural address, you might have an argument against that. What do you think when you drive by a Ulysses S. Grant monument?
Well, I live in California, so we don't have too many of those. I looked them all up. All of California's monuments to the Civil War are all for the Union side. There are no Confederate.
It was a Union state, yeah. Nominally. Not much went out there.
Right. There's like seven, and they're all like Bakersfield, whatever. Yeah. There's nothing close. And they're, like I say, all Californians. It's very small involvement.
Yeah. It's a shootout between minors. Well, I guess, but what I'm saying is if you are driving to work and you see the imaginary Robert E. Lee statue, please imagine you see the imaginary Ulysses S. Grant statue. And, you know, I mean, at what point are we tearing down Confederate statues, right? Then we're tearing down.
I say tear them all down.
Right. I know what you say. Yeah. Then we're tearing down slaveholder statues next, right?
Sure.
Right. Yeah.
And then, sure, exactly, that includes all the Jefferson and all the Washington statues?
No.
Yeah.
I don't think we need them all down. No.
That's a little radical, right?
That's Ian.
Put them in a damn museum. I agree. Just put them in a museum. I don't want to look at this crap when I'm out and trying to enjoy a nice day in the park.
The next thing, the museum, they'll be taking them out of the museums.
Hey, Uber driver, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. I'm sorry. I got to get some more people on here, but you're welcome to call back any other night. I appreciate the
call.
I'd
like to hear more.
Well, like I said, he's welcome to call back any other nights. We're here seven nights a week, although you're not, Mark. You're not here all seven.
Five nights.
Are you five? No.
Yes.
Is it five?
I can count that high.
All right, there's more coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything you want in the remaining moments of Free Talk Live.
Dash is digital cash, a digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash at Dash.org and help build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at Dash.org.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Symbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Symbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Symbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Symbi, S-I-M-B-I.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free, bring up whatever you want. Take control of the airwaves here, 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. With you in our studio here in beautiful Keene, New Hampshire, it's Ian.
Thomas.
And Mark.
Thomas Parisi joining us for the first time here tonight from the Jail Paper. Be sure you check him out over at thejailpaper.com. Mm-hmm. And we didn't really get much. I thought we were going to have a little more time to dig into you, but it's been almost wall-to-wall phone calls here tonight. We haven't even had a chance to talk about the Operation Lenin takedown thing that we've been teasing all night. But real quick, give our listeners a taste of what they're going to find over at thejailpaper.com. What do you do there?
Basically, it's... I need to update it because you're the photo on it because I have not updated it, but it just says it's our interview, which I'm going to post up there. Basically, what it is a pro-law enforcement mugshot magazine, which basically at the moment has gone from where it's just mugshots, our Florida one, because we have several. The Florida one is basically just mugshots, people being arrested for, any type of crime.
Why do you describe it as pro-law enforcement? You seem to be a critic of law enforcement.
I know, but I don't own the paper. I do own the paper. This is why I'm a fraud, allegedly. To my haters, this is why I'm a fraud. But police are people, too. You could say pigs are people, too, but the police are people, too. So in a basic way, I always tell people, whether it's a terrorist, a drug addict, a drug dealer, if you leave your house and... you have a wife, a grandmother, anybody like that, who's going to protect them? If you're not there, the police, that's what they're meant there for. They're sentinels of justice. It's basically like Judge Dredd's. They're like running around.
If they come.
Yeah, if they do come. Yeah. Sometimes they don't. They'll be like, oh, sorry. It's
and if they shoot the right person or arrest the right person as opposed to just jumping to conclusions and doing things very irresponsibly like throwing... grenades in babies' cribs and things like that.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
You've got to be careful.
Yeah, but right now I'm a I'm a first year law student. I have a California law school. And most of my time now consists, you know, besides working, is doing the jail paper, working on a couple TV shows, which one is the jail paper, the other one's Night SVP, which basically, as I said before, highlights local artists, musicians, writers, and businesses like farmers markets, the banana co-op here in Keene, New Hampshire.
So it's pretty Keene-centric. You're focusing on criminals here in town, and you know what's going on.
And
in
I have you to thank for that. I've been going years where Florida, where I came from, you're not allowed to even think about taking a picture in the courtroom. And
really?
Yeah. And then I kept watching your videos since like 2012. Yeah. You know, just because whatever your shenanigans were, you know, like with Judge Burke, I was like, damn. They can record up there. You know, it's magical.
Yeah, we sure can.
So nowadays, I'm, recording Judge Burke, who I am afraid of. He's a very nice fan. I tell him I'm taking two pictures, none of his of you. He's like, that's okay. I'm like, I'm still going
to
take.
Yeah, he's
that.
Used to it.
He's probably the most, besides Judge Hurley, who I met Judge Hurley in Broward County. He's the bail bondsman. Okay. The bond court judge for down there. But, Judge Burke is very intimidating. But Judge Ruoff is very nice. So if you want to check out the jail paper, that's at Fridays at 7 o'clock on Channel 8 Cheshire TV here in
you're putting them online.
Keene,
yeah.
But also online on the jail paper. The jail paper Keene. Yeah, I'm actually going to start putting them on the jail paper, but it's the jail paper Keene. And the TV shows, the jail paper and Night SVP.
I'm glad you're here. I think that.
And thank you. Yes.
Keene needs more independent media. I mean, it's such a small place. There's only like 25,000 maximum, 23,000 or something like that people that live here. There's the sort of relic newspaper that's been here since the 1700s
it's
or something like that.
It's the second business or the first business ever in New Hampshire.
Yeah, New Hampshire, and they're still around. And they actually did a really good report on Bitcoin in town. So it's nice when they get the story right. But there's still just one news place. There's a talk radio station in town, and until Free Keene showed up in 2000 and end of 2006, those are really the only two news sources in town. Free Keene's a third, and now the jail paper is here. We finally have a fourth, and so it's nice.
Diversity.
Right. Different opinions, different viewpoints, different cameras, different perspectives and reporting, and I think that that more reporting is good for a place like this, especially now when we have the internet at our fingertips. It makes it even easier to. You're going to find, as you probably already have found, I'm sure you've already scooped the newspaper in town. You've broken stories before them. It's not hard to do.
No, you just
have to be there and report sooner than they do. And it's in a little town like this, it's easy to get where the news is happening. And then since we all have internet access quickly, it's easy to get the news out. So I'm glad you're here doing what
you're
doing.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Let's go back to your phone calls and thoughts. We have Bill in California listening to KVLI in Lake Isabella. Hey, Bill.
Yeah, first of all, that prior caller, there was quite a bit of Confederate the miners, a lot of them were Confederate sympathizers. So there was a lot of, during the gold rush days, there was quite a bit of that going. Still is, actually. A lot of the areas out here are named for Confederates. And I don't see any reason to see that statue of Robert E. Lee. He was a congressman in the U.S. Congress, and he swore off his allegiance to the United States of America, took up arms against us, and led an army. To slaughter thousands of American citizens. Okay, there's no reason that he should have any kind of a outside of a museum. He should not try to have any statuary.
But the other guy also slaughtered a lot of Americans too, right?
I mean, Lincoln was the president over the war that killed the most Americans.
No, he didn't. He wasn't like killing American citizens like Lee was. He was killing Confederates. Okay. Now
they're all Americans, dude. Whether they're citizens or not, they're all human beings.
Confederates were not Americans. They seceded from America. That was the Confederate.
We're in North America here.
Lincoln fought the war to preserve the Union. So either the Union was either the Confederates were citizens and you're preserving the Union, or they weren't citizens. And Lincoln fought an aggressive war against an organization that he had. Nothing to do
those
with.
States seceded, okay? They were no longer American citizens. They had their own country. Their
then
own
why
currency.
Did you guys go and invade them?
Oh.
No, you're
that
there.
Was a question.
Yeah.
Did you hear it?
Why did you guys go and invade them then?
Yeah, we're here.
They started the war. They fired on Fort Sumter, okay?
It wasn't Fort Sumter was a base in enemy territory that was given multiple warnings.
Yeah, but no, that wasn't necessarily enemy territory.
And how do you know they fired on Fort Sumter? I mean, it's not like somebody caught video of that happening. How do you know that wasn't a false flag?
Well, whatever, okay?
Well, whatever, okay. Okay, somebody fired on a fort, so let's just go slaughter hundreds of thousands of people.
Very logical.
It's okay, because they're not American citizens.
I'm just saying that Lee, he was a Confederate general, okay? He basically was almost the president of the South. Wasn't necessarily the de facto president of the South, of the Confederate States of America, but he did take up arms against the United States. This wasn't any kind of a conflict within the United States. They seceded from the country. They formed their own country, the Confederacy.
Sent a vessel, an armory vessel, to fortify a fort that was inside the Confederate States. I don't understand why you keep on saying, like, I'm just trying to use your premise here. I don't believe it. Nonetheless, I'm trying to use your premise, and it seems like you just want anybody who is in the Confederacy to be wiped away from history.
No, I don't. Like I said, they could be in a museum, like that other fellow said. Or they could be at, you know, maybe at a battleground.
Can we also take away all the Union statues, too, while we're at it, and put those in the same museum?
Can we put up statues of Hideki Tojo in the United States? Okay, he took up arms against America. Is there other statues of Hitler in Warsaw?
Are you okay with the Union taking up arms against the South? If indeed that they did secede, as you claim that they did, why did the Union, you know, just because a fort got fired on, why does that justify the slaughter of hundreds of thousands of people?
I didn't say I was okay with that.
Okay, good. Thanks for the call tonight, Bill. I appreciate hearing from you. All right, let's continue here. We've got Patrick in Bullhead City, Arizona, listening to K-Talks. Hello, Patrick.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to chime in. You know,
sure.
It's sad that we're listening to a lot of people doing things against people that are dead. I mean, those are our ancestors. Regardless of what they did, they're still our ancestors. I grew up next to an actual Civil War cemetery where I had great uncles or great great uncles and whoever they fought for, they're still part of my family. They're still part of my heritage. And the fact is that we're so worried about these symbols and everything instead of learning from the lessons that the taught, and we still haven't made any steps forward. And I've been listening to the news most of the day, and everybody's all gung-ho about either on one side or the other. But the fact is stop, put down the weapons, pick up the hammers and the shovels, and let's rebuild something better and use the past as a tool to help us make things a little bit better in everybody's life. I'm
good advice, Patrick. Thank you for the call. We are short on time here tonight, but I appreciate hearing from you. And if you didn't get in tonight, that's okay. We'll be back tomorrow, so join us online in the meantime over at freetalklive.com. Have you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware? Let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's pool.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
radio.recordedvideo.com.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. Galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.